Welcome back to the third week of the month of Threadspinner, or I guess the second. The first week of the month of Threadspinner was before the month of Threadspinner.
Yeah. The year of Threadspinner now begun.
Right.
We have this one, and we got two more after this. And frankly, I kind of foresee this continuing on.
We might be grinding in February. Yeah. We had some big plans for April Fools this year, and I don't know if we'll have time to execute on them.
I would really like to. But
yeah, I think it'd be really fun. But we've got a lot on our plate.
Yes.
It's a little tease for people out there.
That's right.
Oh, go ahead.
It'll be well worth it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we're making the best game ever.
Well, yeah. I meant the other podcast. Oh, the April Fool's. But this too.
Yeah. Listen, I just know sometimes people don't like recording a lot of podcasts.
I love the idea of it. The minute somebody asks me and then I start doing it, I'm like, why the fuck did I schedule all this? This sucks.
Right.
Anyway.
Our April Fool's plans are more involved than they've been the past couple of years.
Yes.
But also not, listen, don't worry about it.
But not really, yeah.
It might not even happen at this point,
yeah,
so
don't, listen, we should stop talking about it.
It'll be clear in retrospect what we were talking about.
Spinner!
Thread Spinner! You'll get caught up in the... Okay, so...
What are we talking about?
Last time we worked on equipment, got it to a point where I think we're happy with it, at least for the beginning, first draft, right?
You did talk about maybe wanting to add bonuses to some of the equipment the way that I had talked to you about it previously.
Oh, I did bring that to you. Yeah, maybe there should be individual power lines for each upgrade just to make equipment feel really strong. And that just like, hey, if you don't want every equipment to become a jack of all trades, then, you know, a piece of equipment with four advancements is fucking rare, right?
Yeah.
So I do think that might...
I think it's workable, and I think we can find fun limitations to put on our Mad Libs. That's the thing I kind of want to play with this time.
It should be exciting to, like, upgrade your equipment. And I think with what I was talking about last time, it just wasn't exciting enough. Your thing is more exciting.
Yeah.
Like getting, oh boy, 5-hole extra thread. Jeez, don't fucking...
I do like 5-thread. But I do like writing down 3 to 4 words more.
Right. So yeah, I think you are right on that front. And then we need to work on the hero. We should also maybe revisit the list of the patterns to see which ones we're locking in. Because I think we've got eight written down right now, and we have nine slots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 7 of them are a hard lock, and then I've got like 2 or 3 ideas for the last 2.
So Legist
is the only one we've written down right now that I wouldn't call the hard lock.
Okay, but Potion Seller, you think, is a hard lock at this point? I think that's a pretty good one.
I think the Mixologist is a pretty good one, yeah.
Okay, well, we still have Potion Seller. The Mixologist.
Yeah. I was just using that as a way to say the name we settled on.
Oh, yeah, I know. What the fuck did I just delete again? That was the
You Legist. Deleted the Legist.
Yes. I'm just putting it in a different order such that...
Sure.
The
yeah.
Legist knows that they're on the chopping block.
Yeah, like, Legist might crack it here, but yeah. it's iffy.
I think it's a fun idea that I don't know if it's gonna fit in our first 9 patterns.
100%. Like, it will be in the game, it's just a question of whether it's in the starting lineup, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, the Pendulum that we talked about last time.
Yeah.
So, Mike suggested, what if we do a reverse spirit medium, which I think is a pretty good idea.
It's a pretty good idea.
And the way I was kind of riffing on it in my head was it would be about, like, reaching into the dream to, like, summon things to the wake temporarily. Like, you're making constructs. Kind of Green Lantern-y, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be kind of fun. Like, instead of summoning, you know, ghosts to consult, you're just summoning, like, a bridge to cross a gap or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a fun idea. Could style it as, like, you know, like, the dream interpreter or something, you know?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And then the other idea I've had that I have not talked to anybody about yet is if we had some kind of, like, fey creature, like a trickster type. Like, not quite a god, but more just like, ooh, like, you know, oh, come step into my circle. Oh, you fool, why'd you step into my circle? You're so fucked now. That kind
of
deal, you know?
So kind of a, like, charisma type,